I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News.
I wish I could watch your soul to know you better. I wish I could read you like a book, letter by letter.
Her name is Ayo. It means joy in Yoruba. But the 27-year-old singer and songwriter has experienced plenty of hardship and pain in her young life. Born to a Nigerian father and Romanian mother in Germany, by the time she was a young teen, she'd already seen her mother descend into addiction. But now her life has taken a different turn. This year saw the U.S. release of her first solo album, Joyful. It's already gone to double platinum in France. Joining us now from our New York bureau is the hottest newcomer from Europe, Ayo Ogunmakin. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
I have to ask if your whole name, we know that your first name means Joy, but
yes.
What about your family name? Does that have a translation in English?
Yeah, my family name means Ogun means that's the god of iron, the god of war, and Makin that would be like the god of war meets the fearless. So that's Ogunmakin.
Wow! So the joyful god of war meets the fearless.
Yes.
Were you well named?
Yes. I think.
Well, your lyrics are pretty fearless. I have to say. Well, let's just start with the music. Your music's been described as this interesting blend of R&B and pop and reggae and folk. You know, people are always trying to figure out how to categorize an artist. But how would you describe it?
Well, it's always very difficult for me to describe it, but I came up with a word once, and I said, because when people ask me, they always want to have some examples of how it sounds like. So I always used to say it's like, I call it reg-fro folk or afro-reg-fro folk.
Okay.
And that's like reggae, afro, folk, and soul music as well. So maybe one day it's going to be even more. You know, it's, you can't really name it, actually, because it's so much. It's a big mix, just like the way I am, I think.
What were some of your musical influences? How do you think you derived your sound?
My musical influences mainly through my dad, because he was a DJ in the 70s. And when I was born in the 80s, I really grew up on my father's records. So that was like a lot of Afrobeat, like Fela Kuti, King Sunny Ade, then Bob Marley and the Wailers, Dennis Brown, Jimmy Cliff, one of my favorite singers, Donny Hathaway. Actually, a Pink Floyd, you know, it was
that's quite a range, I can
yes.
see.
Yes, but I would say only the good stuff.
Okay. One of my favorite songs from your album is Life is Real, and let's play a little bit.
Okay.
Some people say that I'm too open. They say, yeah, it's not good to let them know everything about me. And they say, one day, then will use every little thing against me. But I don't mind, maybe they're right. That's just how it is, and I got nothing to hide.
And Ayo, forgive me for being so blunt about your biography at the beginning when I was talking about it, because I don't know how that feels to you to kind of hear the sort of the facts of your life kind of recounted in that way. But the truth is, you haven't had the easiest time of it. Your mom, anybody who has a family member struggling with addiction knows how hard that is as a child to deal with that. And then your family was separated at one point because the officials believed your father couldn't care for you, so you sent to foster care. That's hard. So is that why you think you have nothing to hide?
Basically, yeah, the song Life is Real is basically a lot about that, because I feel like I don't have anything to hide, because to me it's like when you have stuff to hide, that means you are embarrassed about certain things in your life, and I'm not embarrassed about anything. I'm not embarrassed about my mom being drug addicted, and I'm not embarrassed about being the person I am. And you know, I'm actually quite happy with everything that happened in my life, and I believe everything happens for a reason, because maybe if my mom wasn't drug addicted and if I've never been to foster house and all this, I wouldn't be here today probably. So
why do you say that?
Because I always felt a little ashamed when I was younger about everything in my life. Like, there were so many things that I was trying to hide and I couldn't talk about because even my father told me not to talk about it. But then I reached a point where I felt like I have to talk about it and I have to accept these things in my life. I have to accept who I am to be able to be free, you know, and to be able to feel good in my skin.
Do you think that those experiences have influenced your music? Not just your ability to make music, but influence the music itself?
Yes, a lot, actually, a lot. Because, you know, in the beginning when I started playing music, you start and you always try to sound like somebody, you know? And I believe that everybody is like that. When you start, you don't have your own sound right away. You don't have it. Even Bob Marley, he didn't have that. He played so many different music styles in the beginning. So when I started singing about my life, suddenly it was my own voice talking. It was my own voice singing. Suddenly I heard myself singing. It was my own color.
And of course, and I think some of the lyrics in the songs do, I think, reference some of the things you've experienced. Like,
yes.
Like I'm thinking of Help Is Coming.
Help is coming.
What were you thinking when you wrote that song?
When I wrote that song, I was thinking a lot about my mother because I always felt and I still feel like that she doesn't really believe enough in something strong, you know, like it could be God or it could be, you know, it's just the spirit. There's something missing, you know. She doesn't even believe in herself enough. That's what I think, because that's why she is in that condition, you know.
Is she still struggling with addiction?
Yes, yeah. My mom is still, she's still addicted, and she used to take methadone for many years, and, you know, then she stopped taking methadone again, then she goes back to drugs and all that, and it's always like, you can't even say up and down, because methadone is even worse than heroin. It's just that the doctors that can control it, you know, but it's not good for your body.
I heard what you said when you said that your father had encouraged you and I assume the other kids not to talk about what was going on. And one can see why. I mean, here's him. He's a man of African descent in Germany.
Yeah.
And it's my understanding that you feel that that was one of the reasons that you all were taken away, because the authorities just couldn't get around their heads that he could actually be a fit parent on his own. And,
yes.
And you feel there was probably some racism attached to that.
Yeah.
But I wonder whether how it is now, you're a celebrity public figure, and it's you're very open about it. How is your family dealing with that?
I basically believe that I help my father a lot, and my family maybe, but especially my dad. I think I helped him a lot because he opened up so much. Now suddenly he can say, yeah, you know, my wife, she's addicted, and this is what happened in our life, in my life, and these are the things that I had to deal with and I'm still dealing with. He's so open now, and he's such a good friend to me now, you know, and I think that a lot of people as well, you know, people that knew us but that didn't really know our history, they kind of have even more respect for my dad now, because suddenly they really understand him. And before everybody was blaming him, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot of blame around addiction.
Exactly.
People don't know what to make of it. They don't know how to handle it.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Sure. And yet, your album is joyful.
Yes.
Why did you name it that?
I named it Joyful because I have a very good friend of mine in London that she always used to call me Joyful instead of calling me Joy or Ayo. So I used to say to her, that was like 7 years ago, I said, you know, I think if I ever gonna release my first record, I'm gonna call it Joyful. And that's what I did.
Do you have a favorite song from the album? And will you play it for us?
I love them all. They're all a part of me and I love them all. But if you would ask me to play a song, I would probably say, why shouldn't I play my first single? Because that was the first song that I actually wrote. You know?
Oh, okay. So and what's that?
That's Down on My Knees.
Down on my knees,
you down on my knees. I'm begging you down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, please don't leave me. Do you really think she can love you more than me? Do you really, really think so? And do you really think she can give you more than me? Baby, I know she won't. 'Cause I loved you unconditionally. I gave you even more than I had to give. I was willing for you to die, 'cause you were more precious to me than my own life. And down on my knees, I'm begging you, please, please don't leave me. Don't leave me. I'm begging. I love you. I need you. I'm dying. I'm crying. I'm begging. Please love me. I love you. I love you. I'm begging. Please love me. I'm begging. I'm begging. Please don't leave me. No, 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 no. And down on my knees, I'm begging you. Down on my knees, I'm begging you. Down on my knees, down on my knees, I'm begging you, 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 you. Down on my knees, down on my knees, I'm begging you.
Woo! Wow, going back to Fearless. Nothing to hide. Oh, are we talking about anybody in particular here? Do you want me to have a talk with him?
No, you know, today we have a son together.
Oh, okay, well.
So today it's even. We're fine today. But, okay. You know, actually this story, it was good that it happened anyway because it made me leave Germany.
Really?
So, yeah.
How
yeah.
come?
You know, at that time when my boyfriend...
Because my thing, I'm thinking, stop begging. Come on, girl.
Yeah, you know...
Stop begging.
You know what happened? I never really begged him. That was the problem. Because when we separated and all this, I was like, I guess I was really in love and he wasn't. And, you know, we were both really young. But I felt like, don't do this to me. But I didn't say anything. I was acting cool. But when I went home, I wrote this song and I wrote down how I really felt about it.
So I don't need to have a talk with him. Okay.
You don't. Okay. I took care of that.
I see. But I see your point though. I mean, you're kind of celebrating the fact that you're at a point in your life where you can really just say what you really feel.
Exactly.
Without feeling that you have to hide it or cover it up or be cool about it. Speaking of, you have a very interesting background. Do you notice the audiences reacting differently to your music in these different world capitals, Paris, London, New York?
You know, the funny thing is that I feel like the reaction is it's pretty much the same. The one language we all speak, not to say that it's music, but we all do speak emotions, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like we all know how pain feels. We all feel pain. We all know what joy means when we're happy, you know, and all mm-hmm. this. I think that's something we do really share.
Speaking of a source of joy, another source of joy, you got pregnant. Now you have a little baby boy.
Yes.
Niall, I think it is.
Yes, exactly.
With your significant other. How's that going? Is it hard to be a mother and an artist at the same time?
If I would say no, everybody would know that I'm lying. You know, it can be really hard. I'm kind of dealing with it right now because I'm looking into a preschool for him and all that. He's just 2 years now. And, you know, he's a very, very good boy, you know. I'm really blessed because he's not giving me a lot of trouble.
So what's next for you?
There will be some concerts that are still, it's not really scheduled yet, but I definitely know that I'm going to go back on tour and... basically that. And in March, I'm going to go back into the studio to work on my second record. And
do you have a title yet?
I think I have.
Is it a secret?
It's it's not really secret, but because I'm not sure if it will really, if I really stick to the title, okay. I think it's better not to mention it.
How about More Joy?
That would be great, actually. Well, somebody already told me maybe you should call it Sadness, and then this record is going to be really joyful.
Oh, okay. Well, will you play one more song for us as we say goodbye?
Yes.
What would you like to play?
I think I would like to play Life is Real, since you mentioned that it's your favorite song. Okay. So I'll play that one for you.
All right. Ayo, the hottest newcomer from Europe, is a singer and a songwriter. Her new album is called Joyful. She joined us from our studios in New York. Ayo, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much, Michelle.
And here she is with Life is Real. To hear more songs by Ayo and hundreds more studio sessions by musicians, check out our new music website at npr.org/music.
Some people say that I'm too open. They say it's not good to let them know everything about me. And they say one day they will use every little thing against me. But I don't mind, maybe they're right. That's just how it is, and I got nothing to hide. I live my life the way I want. I got nothing to hide, nothing at all. Life is not a fairy tale. They should know that life is real. Life is real. Life is real. Life is real. Me a piayo. I am real from head to toe. Like life is real and you should know. Me a piayo, ogumakin feel no foe. I am real from head to toe. Just like my heart and like my soul. Me a piayo, ogumakin feel no foe. I am real from head to toe. Like life is real and you should know. Me a piayo, ogumakin feel no foe. I am real from head to toe. Just like my heart and like my soul. Life is real. Life is real, yeah. Life is real.